Tonight's scripture reading will be from Ruth, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Ruth, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took wives of women of Moab, and the name of the one was Orpha, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so the woman survived her two sons and her husband.
Good evening. We're going to look at Naomi tonight and her example. And as we look at Naomi, she had a lot that happened to her in a short amount of time. Not much is mentioned about the life of Naomi's husband, Elimelech, except that he moved his family to the land of Moab, where he ended up dying there. And now, when he moved them, he had his wife and his two sons, and then he died. That was pretty much all that's really mentioned about that. But we see that the short amount of time, Naomi was left on her own. And the only thing mentioned about her two sons was they were married to Moabite women and named Ruth and Orpah. And over a 10-year period, Naomi experienced the death of her husband and her two sons. I want to look at her example of what we see here. And Naomi trusted in God, but she felt that the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with her. And we saw that this morning when Andy mentioned that. But Naomi had some life-changing decisions to make from here. And she needed to decide where she was going to live, since she was living in a foreign land. She needed not only to decide where she was going to do with herself, what she was going to do with herself, but also what she was going to do with Ruth and Orpah. While making these changes, Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah were grieving. Through it all, Naomi exhibited some great characteristics of a mother. And since it's being Mother's Day, I figure we'd look at this and examine these characteristics that Naomi left. A mother like Naomi will express love and compassion for her family. Let's go ahead and read on. We'll read Ruth chapter 1, verse 11. It says, "But Naomi said, 'Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. And if I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them until they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me.'" You see, the love and expression here where she says, "My daughters, my daughters, my daughters," over and over, we see that Kaufman put it as this: the powerful emotional thrust of these lines is evident. The manifest love which united the hearts of these grieving ladies is brilliantly portrayed by the sobbing words of Naomi. And though Naomi herself was grieving, she felt sorry for her daughters-in-law and had compassion for them. We look at a mother's love and compassion for her family. It's one of the most unique qualities a mother has. And we can think of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And if you would, go ahead and turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Most of us could probably quote this. It says, "Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, it is not provoked. does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. When we think of a mother and her love and compassion, we think of this quality that is written here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. How a mother's love is patient. And I know that as a father, I don't always have the patience that I need to have, especially with my children. But the mother usually does. The mother is kind and compassionate and does whatever she is best for that child at all points in time. I know that a mother is one that endures these things with her children. And though this, we look at 1 Corinthians 13, and no, this isn't specifically about a mother's love. This scripture could easily explain the love a mother has for her family. These qualities of love should be a goal for all of us to strive for in our lives. The way a mother loves her family is a great example for each of us and how we should love our family. We can think of the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. In Proverbs 31, it's a virtuous wife, virtuous woman, but we can see the love and compassion that is exhibited there. In Proverbs 31 and verse 12, she does good to him and not evil all the days of her life. She is good she does what is good for her husband, her family. And we see also in verse 21, she's not afraid of the snow for her household is clothed with scarlet. You see, she takes the time to make sure that her family has the proper clothing and necessities that they need. And we see that in Naomi. We also see it in this virtuous woman here as she does that for her family. And also in verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. When we look at this, we see the words of wisdom that is passed on to the family. And I can't help but think of something Kathleen said right before services tonight when she said to Jacob, you know, you should have taken a nap like I did. A nap heals a lot of problems. And I thought, well, that's wise, you know? well, that's exactly what a virtuous woman does. She passes her wisdom on to her family and her children. And she offers that law of kindness that she has learned and experienced, probably from her own mother. This also reminds me of Hannah's love for Samuel as she made him a little robe for him every year in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 18 through 19, how she made sure he was taken care of. And I did fail to mention in Proverbs 31, as I looked down, it said about the virtuous woman, her children rise up and call her blessed, her children also. And as he praises her, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm and deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. It is important for us to look at the love and compassion that mothers show, and it's one of the most purest forms of love that we can see. Mothers can have an uncanny ability to feel what their children are feeling. They have the gift of being able to fully feel the pain and suffering of a child. And sometimes for anyone's children, they feel with them the present moment as the suffering goes on. And that's a unique quality. And this also reminds me of my wife who saw on a Facebook post about 5 children that needed adopted. In fact, some tragedy happened, and these children were going to be separated if someone didn't take these 5 children into their home. Now, there was a plea for someone to adopt them all together so that wouldn't happen, And this bothered Kathleen a lot. And I know Emily and Isabel at that time were definitely saying, "No way, Mom, that's not for us." But that's the kind of concern that mothers have when they see a family. They want to keep their family together. They want to make sure that their family is not broken up because of a tragedy that happened to their parents. And as we can also think of a woman that we know very well, Mary, and the compassion, love and compassion that she had for Jesus. And I can't help but think of what she was seeing when she saw him on the cross. The man that she bore. Now we know that she was used as a mother of Jesus. And she probably knew some plan of God which was told about her, but it couldn't help to say, this is my son. A mother's love and compassion never fades away, even when our children reach adulthood. Now we looked at Naomi and the expressed love and compassion for her family. And we also see a mother like Naomi, as we go back to Ruth chapter 1, wants what's best for her family. Look at chapter 1 and verse 8. "And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, 'Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each in his house of her husband.'" You see, Naomi wanted what was best for her daughter-in-law. She wanted them to go back home to their own mother's house. And whenever we look at this, she thought that would be the best thing, the best opportunity for them. She thought that Ruth and Orpah would have had the best hope of remarrying if they went back home. Now, as we read earlier, Naomi had no other sons to offer them. So she said, if you wanted to go back, that would be fine. She gave them that blessing for them to go back and not to stay with her. Naomi wanted what was best so they could have a fulfilling and easier life than one as a widow would have. She wanted them to find rest and comfort. She wanted them to find peace in their lives. Naomi must have treated her daughter-in-laws very well when they wept over the thought of them leaving. We see that in the end part of chapter or verse 9, it says, "So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept." And look down at verse 14. "And then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her." We see that Ruth's response shows her loyalty to Naomi. And she was determined to stay with her, and no matter what Naomi was trying to do. She wanted what was best for them, and she knew that she couldn't offer that, or at least she thought she couldn't. So we see this in Naomi's response, Ruth's response to Naomi in verse 16. It said, "But Ruth said this, 'Entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you, for wherever you go, I'll go, and wherever you lodge, I'll lodge. And your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.'" Whenever we look at this, Ruth must have been treated very well by Naomi to show the loyalty that she had for her, and by saying those things. She didn't want to leave her. She felt that connection with her, and probably Naomi treated her like one of her own. And then how a mother will always do what is best for her family. When I think of this, there's so many examples of how we can see what a mother would do for her family. reminds me of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not on your own interest, but also the interests of others." And that's the example of Naomi and what she was doing. She was looking out for their best interest. And that's what a mother usually does. A mother definitely exhibits this quality with her family. How many times do we see a mother neglect herself to give more to her family? We can see that she does this, and we see that example that they follow is that attitude that Christ had. Christ gave up his life so that we may have life. Christ came to this earth so that we can have that eternal life. And we see Naomi was looking for something better for her family, just as what Christ was looking for, a better way, a better life eternally for us. So we look at a mother like Naomi that'll express love and compassion for her family and want what is best for her family. We'll see a mother like Naomi will also share her faith with her family. Naomi's faith is not mentioned directly in scriptures, but it can be seen through the book of Ruth. Through Naomi's conversation with Ruth and Orpah, we see that she had a belief in God. We see by the words, "May the Lord deal kindly with you. May the Lord grant you and find that you have and find rest with you." And we look at these as not so much figures of speech, but a true, genuine belief that Naomi had in trust and hope in God, even if they had to depart from each other. In Ruth's plea to Naomi to stay with her, Ruth wanted Naomi's God to be her God. And this shows that Naomi's had a faith and trust in God that had been evident in her daughter-in-law. And this could also show that Ruth had a faith in God which could have been instilled in her by Naomi. Now, we can look at many different examples of that, but we also see how mothers can have a great influence in their families spiritually. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, we see that Paul said to Timothy, "For I am mindful of your sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well." You see, he knew that he had that faith because his grandmother and mother had that faith in God. And we also see in 2 Timothy 3:15, it said, he's writing to Timothy, and he said that from childhood, you have known the sacred writings. Well, how did he know the sacred writings? And it was instilled by his grandmother and mother. And those sacred writings were able to give him wisdom. It led to salvation through Jesus Christ. You see, they passed that on. Mothers have that great influence on their family spiritually. A mother, generally speaking, spends most of their time with her children, and this allows her influence over them, and that she can teach them to have that faith and obedience in God. The spiritual foundation we give our children at home is foundational to their life. We need to make sure when we are teaching them the sacred writings that we read, and that we can know, one, that there is a God, and two, that the God that we read about in the Bible is the true and only living God. And that is instilled by parents, by those that have that influence over the children the most. And usually, as I mentioned, that is the mother. And the mothers have that great influence over their children in that regard. Parenting is in some ways about influencing their children, influencing the way they should act, the way they should behave. And we have an incredible opportunity to influence the next generation by what we do and say every day. not just as mothers, but as fathers, as grandparents, as friends and neighbors, and all these, we can have influence if we would share our faith with them. And as we look at Naomi here, and we learn about her and the way, the characteristics that she had, she expresses love and compassion for her family. She wanted what is best for her family and put others first. And she shared her faith with her family and others. As being a day that we remember mothers and honor them as one that is important, is Mother's Day. Let us learn from their Christian example and strive to imitate it just as they are of Christ. And when we look at how blessed we are to have such great mothers in our assembly each Lord's Day, that knowing that they have that influence over the next generation and likewise over all of us. When we look at this, we are to be encouraged and to look at these examples that we see in Scripture. And yes, we should strive to do this, whether we're fathers or husbands or male, female, that whatever relation we are to our, the children, we see that it is important. Family is important. We see that example through Naomi and the love that she expressed. As we think of this, and we think of the influence that we have on others, we think this: we cannot have influence over them if we are not in the right relationship with God. If we ourselves are not right with God, how are we going to teach our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our neighbors? So we must have first that right relationship with God, and that begins with belief. Belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and knowing that, then we confess that He is the Son of the true and the living God, and know what He has done for us, gone to the cross, so He bore our sins in our stead, and know that He died for each and every one of us. And then we must make some changes in our life to repent of those sins that we've committed. And then be baptized. Have those sins washed away. Have our sins forgiven when we are obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're here this evening and have not done that, I encourage you to do so. Or maybe you're here and you haven't been the best example to your children by going away from God. I encourage you to get your life right. Repent of your sins. And if we can help you do that tonight, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.